Agenda's old business, and the first item is change of zone number 2033, Spring Point at Lewis Incorporated, in care of Garrett T. Midget.
Yep, Madam Chair, I have a motion. I do want to note that this motion and the action taken is a land use decision. It has no impact on any ongoing litigation between the applicant and any other party. So just wanted to note that. If anything that I missed there, feel free to chime in.
No, I mean, other than, you know, we heard a lot of testimony from concerned folks who are residents of Spring Point, and depending on how this motion goes and the vote goes, et cetera, I don't want anybody to think that the commission doesn't take that seriously. I think, as everybody up here did, but it's more an issue of, you know, we have certain guardrails that we have to stay within as a county, is what's relevant under our zoning code. So while those may be important to the residents and they may or may not have an issue with the operator of that facility, that's separate from what we're charged with reviewing. So I only say that. I don't want anybody to think that, you know, we're discounting those, what may be valid concerns, you know, in making what's solely a land use decision.
Thank you.
Certainly, if I lived in the community and I paid to be there, I would have similar concerns. Yeah. So. That said, Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2033 for Spring Point at Lewis Incorporated to amend conditions of approval for change of zone 1528, ordinance number 1679, and change of zone 1753, ordinance number 2361, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an application seeking to amend an existing MRRPC medium density residential plan community known as the Moorings at Lewis and formerly known as Cadbury at Lewis to increase the number of units to 273, add amenities, and expand the healthcare center and community center. This is an amendment to the conditions of approval imposed by change of zone 1528, ordinance number 1679, and for change of zone 1753, ordinance number 2361. The site is bounded by Gills Neck Road to the south and east, the Breakwater subdivision to the north, and Mitchell's Corner to the west. Nearby developments include Bay Breeze Estates, Schofield, Senators, Hawk's Eye, and Governors. A similar project known as the Lodge at Lewis is located across Kings Highway, along with Cape Henlopen High School. There are also several commercial uses, including medical offices, contractors' offices, retail, and restaurants in the immediate vicinity. This expansion of the existing MRRPC is appropriate in this location. Three, on April 6, 2004, ordinance number 1679, change of zone 1528, permitted 48 single and duplex units, 84 apartment units, and an 80-unit healthcare center, totaling 212 units. The residential portion was approved for 80 single-family lots and 105 townhome and duplex units. On April 5th, 2014, ordinance number 2361 expanded the Cadbury at Lewis project by 5 acres to permit an additional 32 units, bringing the approved total to 215 units. This is a reasonable, limited expansion of the existing MRRPC. Four, the purpose of the MR zoning district and RPC overlay is satisfied by this expansion of the development because both central public water and sewer are provided. The area is more urban than rural character. With numerous existing residential developments surrounding the site, there are a variety of small and large businesses, commercial and public uses nearby, and it is in close proximity to BB Hospital and other medical services. Five, the development is located within the coastal area. On the future land use map of the comprehensive plan, the coastal area is a designated growth area that permits development such as this. Six, DelDOT has determined that the traffic impact of this limited expansion will be negligible. The existing entrance and roadway improvements along Gills Neck Road will continue to serve the community. In addition, DelDOT is requiring a new left turn lane at the existing entrance and a shared use path to be installed. Seven, there are no wetlands on the property and the site does not lie within a wellhead protection area. Eight, the MRRPC will continue to have active and passive open space areas. The proposed open space accounts for 56% of the property. Nine, there will be a landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in width established between the site and Sussex County tax parcel numbers 335-8.00-37.00 and 335-8.00-322.00 through 325.00. The proposed 20-foot buffer aligns with the buffer distance already established between Mitchell's Corner and the site. 10, the applicant, through its engineers, submitted its coastal area environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report in accordance with Section 115-194.3 of the code in support of the application. 11, with the recommended conditions of approval, there will be no adverse impact on the neighbors or neighboring property values. The expansion is consistent with the character and trend of development in the immediate area. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, with the exception of the following, the conditions imposed by Ordinance Number 1679 and Ordinance Number 2361 shall apply to this approval and remain in full force and effect. B, the maximum number of units in the MRRPC shall not exceed 274 units, as shown on the applicant site plan, consisting of 21 single-family detached dwelling units, 20 single-family attached dwelling unit duplexes, 40 units, 130 multifamily apartment units, 83 healthcare center rooms. C, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. D, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed between the site and Sussex County tax parcel numbers 335-8.00-37.00 and 335-8.00-322.00 through 325.00 as more fully shown on the preliminary site plan. As proffered during the public hearing, the buffer area adjacent to parcels 322.00 and through 325.00 shall include an additional row of evergreen plantings to screen the view of the MRRPC from these neighboring properties. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance. E. There are pickleball courts shown along Gills Neck Road at the eastern corner of the site adjacent to the development known as Breakwater. These pickleball courts shall either be relocated to a more centralized location or eliminated from the site plan. F, a revised master plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. This master plan shall include the entire Spring Point at Lewis MRRPC. G, the master plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. My motion.
I second.
Before we take a vote on this, under condition B, maximum number of units, that math comes up to 254. Should that be, I know it says not to exceed 274, but should they be the same total or?
So the second item under letter B indicates duplexes, 40
units. Oh, for 40 units.
So if you add all that up.
Sorry, my bad. Okay,
no
thank
worries.
You for the clarification.
I did the same thing.
I was looking at that, and I'm not really good with math.
And we all sort of looked at it, I think, and it was, it's 20 duplexes, and then put 40 units, and I think the 40 was put on there. I know, just to make sure everybody knew what the number was. Is it 20 duplex buildings or 20 duplex units or 20 duplex buildings with 40 units?
That's okay, right, thank you for that. Yeah. Okay.
To try to avoid confusion later on. Okay. Sorry we created confusion right now.
That's easy for me. Okay. All right. The motion has been made. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. And seconded to, where's my number here? Approve change of zone number 2033, Spring Point at Lewis, Inc., in care of Garrett T. Midget. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is conditional